Please introduce yourself and tell us the position you are running for. Since all positions are nonpartisan, please do not state your political party.
Good afternoon, my name is Ryan Hannon.
Could you do me a favor and tilt that mic up towards your jaw?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good afternoon, my name is Ryan Hannon. I'm running for mayor of Fernley.
How long have you lived in the city of Fernley?
I've been in Fernley for just a little over 7 years.
Have you ever lived in any other part of Lyon County?
No, I have not.
There's a submitted question to all candidates. Are you registered to vote in Lyon County?
Yes, I am.
Because opinions and understandings could be very different, we want to understand each candidate's personal view and understanding of the role they are seeking. So please explain the roles, responsibilities, and limits and limitations of the office you are seeking as you understand them.
Wow, that's a good question. The role of the mayor essentially is the CEO of the city. He works directly with the city manager. He makes recommendations, he reviews, he has veto power during council meetings. It's a very unique position. The limitations, like I said, as the mayor, he doesn't have the ability to vote in some of the city council ratifications, some of the rulemaking. He can propose things, like I said, the veto power, essentially.
Thank you. In a few words, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this position because I've been managing homeowners associations for over 10 years. I have a lot of experience managing communities. I'm really good at balancing budgets, putting solvency back into failing organizations. I really, at this point in my life, I feel like I need to go to the next step. I feel that I have a lot to offer to Fernley. I'm aggressive. I don't give up. I see things in very black and white terms. I don't like to muddy the waters. And I feel that as mayor of Fernley, I can resolve a lot of the issues that have been plaguing Fernley for years.
Thank you. I know you've never heard this question before, but as mayor, you will hear stranger questions than this in the Walmart parking lot. So after you listen to it, please reply to my proposal.
Okay.
I live in Ward 1. It crosses the breadth of Fernley from east to west. It includes Sandia, Desert Lake Golf Course Community, and other extremes east and west sections of town, each with unique problems. So a councilman from Desert Lakes may not have the understanding or empathy for a Sandia resident's problems. But a councilman from Good Earth Subdivision or Villa Park Subdivision may. Why can't wards ignore the natural boundary of the railroad tracks and be more consistent? Why can't you merge wards along elementary school district lines, take the Eves part of Ward 1, merge it with other Eves zones, Cottonwood areas merged with other Cottonwood school zones, FES zones with FES zones? What do you think?
I think that if you look at the ward map, I looked at the ward map, I'm in Ward 1, it's kind of nuts. It has the golf course that you said it goes out on the other side of the Highway 50 and then cuts through town. If you look at the map, it's sort of confusing to understand. In order to represent the people in a fair manner, those wards were created for equal representation. So in order to redraw lines, I think you're going to have to look at the entire system. The entire map and redraw the entire map to make sure that it balances. I think with new growth, you'll see that the wards probably will change at some point.
Okay. On the desk, there's a piece of colored paper. Please turn it over now. The topics will also appear on the monitor behind you and on the monitor to your left. There are several problems submitted from the community. They are only listed alphabetically. There are problems Fernley currently faces. Look at the list, and from that list, and that list only, prioritize them and explain how you as mayor are going to address them. Start with your highest priority and continue to your lowest until your curfew. You have 6 minutes.
Okay, I'd like to say I've never seen any of these issues before, so these are all new to me. I'm joking. These are the ones that come up over and over. That's a good question, prioritizing. For me, I'm a numbers guy. Debt is always a big issue for me, so I put debt as number one. I think Fernley's debt is part of the reason that Fernley's being held back. But our debt number one is our number one problem. Planning, I believe, is second. Planning is very important. It goes right after balancing our debt. Aging infrastructure should be almost side by side with planning, in my opinion. And then I believe controlled growth is under that. Zoning, it seems that we keep rezoning and rezoning and rezoning and readjusting the zones. That is going to continue to happen. Zoning is near the bottom of my list. So it's debt, planning, growth, aging infrastructure was there, the third. Sierra Nevada Parkway is not, I think it's really, it's at the bottom of the list. So that's essentially how I rank that.
Okay, how are you going to address that?
And I did say the homeless village in Ward 1. That's an issue that I don't think is really a major city issue. I think it's more of a policing issue. And so I would refer that, most of that, to the Sheriff's Department, to the county, and the resources at the county level. I don't think Fernley has the resources to address the bigger homeless issue. I think that's more or less a county issue.
Okay, that's how you would address them?
Yeah. How would I address these? Well, debt is the big one. I think debt is number one. We're getting killed with debt. We're getting killed with bills. We're getting killed with bonds. I hear the same thing over and over. We're getting killed with all of these costs. These costs are directly related to growth. If you look at the new park study that was just released, they say it's going to take 10 years to increase the city by 3,000 people. 10 years. You know, Fernley was the fastest growing city in Nevada for year after year after year. They were growing at leaps and bounds. To assume that 3,000 people over 10 years is growth, it's stunted growth. It's not growth. Growth is, 10,000 people or 20,000 people. 19,000 people, 19,500 people in this town are being held hostage to pay for infrastructure and a city and government that costs what 60,000 people should be paying for. That's what this city, when it was being designed and when it was growing at leaps and bounds, that was the intention, was to grow it by to 60,000, maybe more. So by stunting growth, all of these issues then become stunted. Every single one of these issues we can't attack with 19,000 people. It'll take us forever. We have to grow, and the way that addresses this is through managing our debt, managing healthy growth, growth that matches the community around us. Story County, Washoe County, the other parts of Lyon County are growing leaps and bounds. So really, growth is the big one here. More tax money, more ability to do more things. We're not going to be able to get out of any of these problems without growth. So essentially, that's the major solution to our problem.
That's all the questions I have.
Is it?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.